It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantes. Brian Noonan in for Ro and Anna today. They will be back tomorrow broadcasting from the Chicago Auto Show, and they will be right near the Chevy display where you will see the brand new Camaro. Oh, my goodness. I don't know any of the guys that I grew up with. There was not one of them who did not look at a Camaro and get some sort of automobile envy. Well, the man who is the chief engineer, the vehicle chief engineer for Chevy Camaro, is Al Oppenheiser, and he joins me now from the assembly plant in Lansing, Michigan, where the Camaro is being made. Al, thanks for taking some time this afternoon.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I love the intro, too, by the way.
Oh, well, listen.
Sammy Hagar.
Yeah, you can't drive 55. I know as a car guy, you probably cursed the day that 55 went into effect. But now Michigan, it's up to, what, 75 or 80 on the interstates?
It's 70, but there's a bill in to take it up to 75, which would be nice.
That would be nice for a nice V8 Camaro.
Absolutely.
So Chevy stopped making the Camaros for a while and brought them back a couple years ago. What was the reason they decided to shelve the Camaro, and then what made them bring it back?
Well, back in 2002, that was the fourth generation Camaro. Mm-hmm. It kind of had lost its way. It was, you had T-top, sunroofs, V8s, some were Z28s. They kind of were, just had kind of played its time in the market, and people were going away from performance cars. And so we went dark and actually closed the assembly plant in Canada, and we came back 8 years later with the fifth-generation Camaro in 2010, and we've been going strong ever since.
And so now the ones that people can see this week at the auto show, this is the sixth-generation Camaro, correct?
Exactly. The sixth-generation Camaro started in October of last year, built right here where I'm standing today at the Lansing Grand River Assembly Plant in Lansing, Michigan. First time a Camaro has been produced in Michigan, and first time it's been produced in the United States since 1992.
Wow, very nice. So how long have you been with Chevy?
Actually, this is my 30th year.
Wow.
Going by.
Congratulations. And when did you become the engineer in charge of the Camaro?
Actually, I was lucky enough to be part of the original discussion back in April of 2005, when the leadership at the time, Bob Lutz, a recognizable name, and the leadership decided it was time to bring the Camaro back, and I was able to get the lead to build the concept version of it that we showed at the Detroit Auto Show that year, 2006, and have been lucky enough to be part of it ever since. It's a dream come true. My first car was a Camaro.
Was it really? So you've been a Camaro guy your whole life?
My whole life, and I'm living a dream job, and it helps put the long hours in to make sure the car is just right.
So I would imagine you don't have your first Camaro anymore, but you've got to have at least one Camaro sitting around the house, right?
I've got two. I've got a 68 Camaro convertible that I did a complete ground-up restoration on several years ago, and I actually bought a 2014 and a half Camaro Z28, which won Motor Trend's Best Driver's Car a couple years ago. So I've got two.
Very cool. Now, what was the biggest challenge when you took over as the vehicle chief engineer for Camaro, and they said, "All right, we're gonna bring the brand back"? What was the biggest challenge for you and your team?
Well, the biggest challenge was the Mustang had sort of looked the same throughout the years that we were out of production, and then the Challenger came back and basically looked like the '60s version. So we made a call not to look exactly like the '69 Camaro. We made a call to have things that made people know it was a Camaro, but give it a more contemporary style. So we took a risk that we wanted a more futuristic design, and it worked.
What's the allure of the muscle car? You know, you said the Charger came back, the Camaro is back. People seem to be gravitating toward those again. What's the allure of them, and is that what spurred the renaissance, I guess?
Well, I think the allure is there is, of course, the low gas prices now really help.
Yeah.
I think most people either, as you mentioned at the beginning, either have owned one, their dad or mom owned one, or friends have owned one, and it really is something, it's a car that you don't have to have. It's a car you want.
Right.
It's a car you don't need. So when you have disposable income and, you know, after a tough day at work, a car like a Camaro is great to just, you know, peel the car cover off and go rip out into the country or go to the track, and and bringing back some heritage names like Z28, and then as we're showing in the Chicago Auto Show there, the 1LE, which was a historical track car, it allows us to offer performance track kits so that the folks that like to go to Autobahn or their favorite track can buy the Camaro with the 1LE package and go to the track and win.
Well, there's four different trim levels on the new Camaro. What are some of the changes from the fifth generation to now the sixth generation?
Well, the biggest change from the fifth to the sixth is that depending on if you get the V8, the V8 is 230 pounds lighter than the fifth gen. And then our base model is now, for the first time, we have a 2-liter turbocharged engine in the Camaro, and that's almost 400 pounds lighter than the fifth gen base car. So with that kind of weight reduction, and all of the engines have more horsepower than the fifth gen, they're lighter, faster, stronger, as we say.
So if you're going to buy one, and I always think, well, you got to go V8 because it's going to be faster. But with that, the turbo, how much of a difference are you seeing in horsepower?
Well, it's funny. The turbocharged four-cylinder engine actually does 0 to 60 in 5.4 seconds. And I looked at some historical data, and the 1970 Chevelle 396 did 0 to 60 in 4 seconds. So you got a car that's basically got 285 horsepower that is making the same 0 to 60 times as our big muscle cars of the 70s and late 60s.
So when you said...
And it's getting 32 miles to the gallon.
Oh, you got to like that. Especially, as you said, now with gas prices low, you can go tear it up for cheap.
Absolutely.
Now, you mentioned that you didn't want, when you brought the brand back, you didn't want it to look like the 68s. You wanted to make it a little different. So and this is just a layman's view, and correct me, it looks a little shorter and a little burlier, I guess would be my adjective, a little stronger.
Well, you're exactly right. We wanted to really highlight in the sixth generation the fact that we took so much weight out of the car to help it go faster and be better on fuel economy. So we kind of took the fifth generation styling, which it was the best-selling car for 5 years of production. So we just kind of chiseled it. I call it going from Rocky 1 to Rocky 3, where he really showed up
right,
just ripped in Rocky 3. It was
yes,
kind of doing that. The 6th Gen kind of mirrors that athletic, like it went to the gym and really got lean.
Now, I was looking to, there's different, as I mentioned, there's four different trims. What's for a guy who's admittedly not a real car guy, I admire beautiful cars, for like the ground packages, what are those for?
The ground effects?
Yeah, the ground effects.
We have a full line of accessories, both cosmetic and performance. So one of the biggest reasons people buy the Camaro is for the styling, not just the performance. And that's where I think we really win in the marketplace. The accessories we offer, you can personalize the car basically to look different than any other one out there. You can have one of many different colors. You can pick different decals on the interior. There's every Camaro gets an opportunity to have one of 24 different interior lighting colors that you can pick yourself. Mm. It's very customizable. So if it's about how it makes you feel, not how it makes you go fast, we've got a car for those folks too.
Now, I got to ask, around the company at Chevy headquarters, is there a lot of rivalry between your Camaro guys and the Corvette guys? Because you got two iconic performance vehicles there. And what's the allure of one over the other? And do you guys just give each other a lot of hard times at lunch?
We kind of do. We're kind of sibling rivalries. The good news is that Chevrolet Performance with Camaro and Corvette, from my entry-level four-cylinder that gets over 31 miles to the gallon to our top-end Corvette, we kind of have every performance need and every aspiration taken care of. A Corvette's more of a vehicle that is an aspirational vehicle.
Okay.
Because of where the MSRP is. The Camaro's more one that even the folks here at the plant that build the car, you look at that and say, you know, I could see myself in that car, and it's more attainable.
Right.
But you get the performance that you can go from, like I said, the times of the 0 to 60 in the four-cylinder all the way up to the V8. The SS does the quarter mile in 12.3 seconds, which is almost a drag car. So we've got a pretty good coverage with Camaro and Corvette based off your the price you're willing to pay for your dream car. We've got you covered.
And now you've got the sixth generation Camaro, you've made these changes. Is it tough then to come up, or how do you and the team decide on what improvements or what tweaks, what changes you'll make as you go into the seventh generation?
Well, that's a good question, because and people might not realize, you know, we're already looking at what would we do for the seventh generation. We know when, which we can't discuss, but because we have a long life cycle of this one to go through. But we're already looking because a lot of people don't realize the fuel economy requirements for the manufacturers are going to be very strict in the 2020 to 25 time frame. In fact, there's in 2025, there's a 53 mile per gallon corporate average. So we have to contribute to that.
Okay.
So we have to be, we have to sell a lot of volts and bolts and hybrids within GM to be able to sell V8s and Camaros and Corvettes and trucks. So the planning's already begun. From a styling standpoint, we're just going to watch the trends, and we're going to see what people like about the sixth gen and what they'd like to see in the seventh gen, and see where fashion trends and people's buying habits go. And that'll kind of guide us to some sketches for what the seventh gen will look like.
As you look to the future, Al, is there a limit on how much technology can go into a car, or is every generation of vehicle just going to be more and more self-contained technologically?
Well, the sixth generation probably has more technology in its Camaro than any other one beforehand. And the fact that we're able to share technology amongst the Corvette or even the Cadillac high-performance V-series, it makes the cost to put the technology on a car like the Camaro a lot less expensive. So we've got the magnetic ride control, which not only helps you on the track, but it makes it, at least Michigan roads, pothole-covered roads in Michigan, ride a lot smoother. And that technology now is less expensive because we use it on so many vehicles. We can put it in a car like a Camaro. And the technology where the driver can pick what type of steering effort and what type of exhaust sound they've got, that's all very easy and selectable now. And it's just going to get more enhanced. The one thing that we do for Camaro, though, is we don't put technology that the customer is just going to want to turn off because it's a sports car. We don't overrun them with technology. Okay. We make it to enhance their driving experience.
All right. Well, Al, I appreciate the time this afternoon, and keep up the good work, and we'll see everybody at the Chevy display at the auto show.
That would be great, and thank you for the time.
Take care. That's Al Oppenheiser. He is the vehicle chief engineer for the Chevy Camaro. That's where you'll find Rowan, Anna, and Jeff, and Brian, and the whole Rocon team tomorrow afternoon. They are broadcasting from the auto show. Speaking of autos, autos cause traffic, traffic gets trouble spots.